Why do our lives feel harder than we believe they're supposed to feel? Why do we have these deep callings towards something beautiful, magical, meaningful in our lives, and then why does it seem so hard to reach? Why does it seem like it never comes to us, even when we know somewhere deep inside it's what we're meant for? If it's our sole purpose, if it's what we're meant for, then shouldn't it feel easier? Shouldn't it be easier to call it in, to manifest it, to have the things we feel so deeply down to our bones drawn to? The answer is yes. And after 37 years of trying to just do things right, take the right steps, follow the path I thought would eventually bring me what I knew I was meant for, and it not working at all, I had a sudden spiritual awakening. And then I knew why it hasn't been working the way we've been doing things. The reason why is exactly what I talk about in this podcast and exactly what I teach my clients how to find. Ancient alchemy, cosmic wisdom, and real-world teachings for women who know they're meant for so much more. I'm Heather Allison, and this is The Golden Path. Welcome home. Hi, loves. Welcome back to The Golden Path. I'm Heather Allison, and in this podcast, I share principles and teachings based on the work I do, which I call energy repatterning or archetypal activation, amongst other things. I have a number of ways of talking about this, but basically the work that I do is helping to unplug you from the wounded energetics or the wounded paradigm of this world, of our conditioning, and help plug you back into what I call your original energetic blueprint, back into the energies and the archetypal patterns that you were actually built to have, that you were actually built to hold and work with, that you were built to have access to, so that you can live what I call your golden path, which is really just simply the best possible life you can live in this lifetime. It's your highest destiny. It's the life you came here to live. It's living out the fullness of what your soul came here to do, your soul purpose or your soul mission and everything you came here to have and to experience and to create the highest and best and most fulfilling and pleasurable version of your life. And as if it weren't obvious from just that, the reason that this work is so important is that right now we're all working with only a fraction of the power and the abilities and the understanding that we have access to. So it's a lot harder to create that best life, that highest version of our destiny, of our life. We're basically walking around trying to find a way to have our best life, to live our big, beautiful, meaningful, love-filled, abundant life, without the ability to actually create it. So I actually always say, describe this as kind of like we're running a race with one leg and with one arm tied behind our backs. Like we could maybe possibly get to the finish line eventually, but it's definitely not going to feel good. We're probably going to injure ourselves. It's for sure going to take longer, a lot longer, and it's absolutely not going to be the best experience we could have, right? We would, and even more than that, we'd probably, at least most of us, give up and settle for just getting part of the way to the things that we really desire, or in that metaphor, just getting part of the way toward the finish line, and think that that's probably all that we can do. Well, it's not true. So I'm really glad you found yourself here because you're going to hear things here on this podcast that you won't hear anywhere else, literally anywhere else, because much of what I teach my clients and the principles that I'm sharing with you here in this podcast come mostly through information that I've been taught by what I call my cosmic team. That's my soul, my team of cosmic guides, teachers from what you would call the other side. Now, that all happened, just to explain that a little bit better to you. All of that happened out of the blue because I wasn't actually expecting this to be what I did with my life, by the way. It all happened out of the blue when I had a really surprising and sudden spiritual awakening a few years ago. And in that process, I started speaking with and working with a man on the other side of the veil who I call my cosmic teacher. And ever since he started talking to me, and I'm promise you, this was as unbelievable to me then as it might be for you hearing this right now. But when I finally let myself, like, you know, move out of the way some of the skepticism that I had and the like, are you sure this is actually what's happening right now? As soon as I moved some of that out of the way, just enough to actually hear what he wanted to say to me, he started bringing me and teaching me these like quantum energetics, the energies behind the archetypes that exist within all of us, men and women, and taught me how they work within us and how they impact all of our belief systems and our thoughts and our behaviors and our emotions, and how we choose to either fully step into the life that we're built to have or how we get stuck and caught in these cycles, these repeating patterns of like not enoughness or fear or self-sabotage or disbelief or doubt about what we're actually capable of or even what we're actually meant for. A lot of us don't even know what we're actually meant for. A lot of us don't have any idea how to find or tap into what our soul purpose actually is. We kind of are like feeling around in the dark, right? So the gist of this work is moving out of the way all the wounded patterning, this just emotional and energetic gunk, this conditioned gunk, the thought forms, the beliefs, the limited mindsets and limiting thoughts, the cycles and the patterns that are keeping you feeling stuck or unhappy or just not feeling good, not feeling the way you know you're meant to feel, and really allowing you to finally remember and finally have access to the total fulfillment that you're meant for. To remember what you came here for, to remember who you really, really are and what you came to experience. To know that it's absolutely 1,000% for you if you're feeling called to it. And to give you access to the ability to co-create it instead of, again, fumbling around in the dark, guessing or trying or pushing ourselves to death and like burning ourselves out, trying to make it happen. So total fulfillment. And it's actually, that's actually a thing. You actually came here to fulfill your highest life purpose. And this world has really just done you a disservice in convincing you that you don't have the kind of power and support and access to magic and miracle that you actually are meant to have. And the beautiful thing is, and kind of the most important thing is, we're talking about total fulfillment in the way that's totally unique to you. Totally unique to you. This isn't about buying into the newest fad or 10xing anything in some kind of formula that's just going to make you feel like crap and drain you because it doesn't actually feel like you. It's not about becoming something you're not or taking on some kind of template that somebody else has thought of or that works for them and they just want to sell it to you. This is about, again, plugging you back into the original energetic blueprint that you were built for. Because you didn't come into this world without a map. Did you know that? You didn't. You did not come into this world without a map. Your soul holds a map of the highest possible life and experience that you could have here. And you have the ability to walk that path, to have that highest possible life. You do. We all start out with this map. We come into this life with it. Into this lifetime, somewhere along the lines, somewhere along the way, we forget. We forget that we have it. We forget that we have access to it. We forget that we can read it, that we can understand it, that we have the tools and the abilities to follow it. We start getting convinced by the world around us that we should be following a certain format, that we should be taking certain steps or living a certain way, checking off certain boxes. We get talked into forgetting what we came here for in the first place. We get talked into forgetting how to even find the thread of that map again. If you can hear the sirens out right now, I always say that those are truth sirens. It always seems to happen right when there's some really big, powerful truth like being spoken, whether it's by me or by a client on the phone. But you do. You have access to everything that you've been dreaming of, everything that you feel might be out of your reach, everything you feel or have started to think might just not be meant for you, and that's so painful. You have access to all of it. Most of us are just either wandering around kind of aimlessly, hoping our happiness and our best life is just going to find us somehow someday, that it has to manifest itself because if we feel it so deeply, that it just has to happen someday. Or we push ourselves so hard and so inflexibly often toward some goal or some idea that we have of something that's gonna make us happy, of what we believe is gonna let us finally feel fulfilled, only to find ourselves getting there and exhausted and burned out and feeling empty because somehow it's not quite right, right? Or it somehow doesn't fill us up. We're not even happy once we have the thing that we thought we wanted. We thought this was gonna be the thing, but now suddenly there's something else. Must not be that, or it must be more. Or we give up. We give up partway there because it seems like it's not happening. Or we start to doubt that it's even possible for us. So we're walking around trying to create our big, unique, beautiful, incredible, magical lives. The ones I know that we all believed we got to have access to when we were little. But we're doing it based on this, like, cookie cutter, one size fits all blueprint that's honestly not even big enough to house our big, beautiful, incredible, magical lives, but also isn't even structurally sound. It doesn't hold up. It's missing pieces and parts. It's measured all wrong. It doesn't fit together. All this to say, you've been handed a really crappy map by this world, and you don't have to keep following it. There's something else that's possible for you. You get to remember what's really possible for you. You get to remember how to actually create it, how to actually experience it, how to actually call it in, and how to feel good in the process. And that's the bottom line of what I do in this work and what we talk about in this podcast. In the first 6 episodes of this podcast, I taught you the basics because I know what I just talked about probably sounded kind of heady if you haven't listened to me before. In the first 6 episodes, I taught you the basics, what you need to know about these energies, about these archetypes, about how they work, about how they impact everything about your life, everything about your love life, your business, your success, your ability to call in abundance and to get out of scarcity around money, your intuition and your access to the quantum realms, your ability to co-create with the universe and feel like it's actually at your back and supporting you instead of like you swimming upstream. Your healing, your emotional mastery, your pleasure, your happiness, plain and simple. So if you need to go back and listen to any of that, if anything I talk about today feels like I don't really understand this, like, don't worry. You can always go and listen to some of the more foundational information there, some of the earlier episodes, and it will start making sense, I promise. But now that we've given you kind of the foundation of this work in those 6 episodes, now we're getting to play a little bit. We're getting to go a bit deeper. So every month I like to do a few things. Take a question or two from listeners and answer them live here. Deep dive into a theme or a topic so you can really feel even more into how to bring what I call the sacred energies into your life, how to bring your original blueprint back into your life, into your relationships, into your business, even into your body. And I like to give you a free workbook to support you in bringing this work into your life even more. So, and I'll tell you how to get that in just a second. But today we're talking about why it's never going to be your head, your mind, your intellect, your brain that helps you live that big, beautiful life. It's never going to be your head that leads you into your highest possibility and your greatest success, your deepest and most connected relationship, your most potent access to your intuition, that feeling that you have that you're being called to something more. It's never going to be your mind that gets you there. It's never going to be your mind that lets you be happy. That happens, all of that happens, a lot deeper. And I'm going to tell you why and some of the ways that you can start to shift down deeper than your mind to the place where you get to access everything that you've been wishing for. But first, I'm going to answer a couple questions from our listeners. If you have a question that you want me to answer, so you can head over to my website and you can click the button that says connect and send me a message. And I'll be answering some questions on every episode. If you're also in my Facebook group, my free private Facebook group called Rise Goddess for ladies only, sorry gents. If you're in there, you can also post some questions for me that I can answer here on the air. That's also, of course, where you're going to get the free workbook. But again, I'll tell you how to get that more specifically in a little bit. So I'm going to take two questions today, actually two fairly quick ones. Well, I think they'll be fairly quick. I am kind of sometimes known for being a little, for going a little deep off the deep end with some of these. So the first question comes from somebody who's been following me for a while. So she's actually heard me talk about triggers before. So I'll speak to that a little bit here too, just in case you're not as familiar either with me or you're not as familiar with the idea of triggers, but I'm going to read her full question here first. So she asks, I saw a triggery reaction in somebody today. She isn't a client and I wasn't working with her directly. In fact, I was doing a workshop, which she asked to attend, and I could feel her energy, plus I saw facial expressions that made it really clear she was triggered. I used to feel really anxious when other people got triggered by me, and this time I didn't. And I remember you saying something about when people are triggered by you, it speaks to something within ourselves. Is that still the case even if I'm not getting triggered and she's not saying anything about it? So this is a great question. I think it's super interesting, super, super interesting question. And I'm going to start by, like I said, sharing a little bit about triggers in the first place, like what that actually means, just in case you're not aware, or just to give you like my perspective on them. So first, what we mean by triggers, and again, at least this is my definition of them, are sharp emotional responses, especially ones that we feel are like outside of our control. You know, the ones that are kind of conditioned, a conditioned response based on trauma or wounding or like, or are perceived as more severe in reaction than the situation that actually stimulated the reaction in the first place. You know what I mean? So this is where you're like, maybe you lash out and you're like, holy crap, where did that even come from? Like, or why does that feel so intense to experience that kind of thing? This is often, this term triggers is often used in the mental health arena when we're talking about pretty severe emotional response, but in my view, any sharp emotional response can be seen as a trigger because they're those things that are unconscious reactions to more unconscious emotional reactions to things that happen that might not cause the same reaction in somebody else, right? Okay, so here's one of the things I always offer to my clients around triggers. When we're feeling triggered, so like when we're feeling super sharp reactions to people or situations or something someone's said, especially when that reaction, like I just said a second ago, our reaction seems like it kind of comes out of nowhere or it's stronger than we thought it would be or what have you, it's because we're identifying with the situation or with what was said or what was perceived in what happened or what was said. So in other words, if someone said we were stupid, and if even a tiny part of us kind of believed that we weren't really smart enough, or if we were afraid that we weren't smart enough or something like that, or we had old patterns of being teased for our intellect, even though we feel smart now, there's a part of us still within us from our childhood maybe that still somehow feels not smart enough because that was an experience that we had before. Something like that, we would most likely feel super triggered around it, right? If somebody said we were stupid, however, and we know that we're not, or we haven't ever had the experience of not feeling smart enough, whether that's because we know we're really intelligent or we just don't identify with that idea at all, right? Like it's not even a fear of ours for whatever reason, then we wouldn't get triggered by it, or it wouldn't even touch us, right? So to answer this question, when someone else is triggered by you, it's kind of like the tree falling in the forest. if you're not aware of it at all, like if you have no idea that you're triggering somebody, if you're just kind of like minding your own business, living your life, going about your business, and people are being triggered by you, and you never even have awareness of it, for me, it's just simply poking on something, a button within them that holds a belief about themselves. And if they're aware enough, then for me, they're being asked to be aware of that. They're being asked to look at it. They're being asked to find a new belief about themselves. If you are aware of the fact that you're triggering somebody, if you see somebody getting triggered and maybe even feel a little like cringy about it yourself, it's medicine for both of you. The other person, if they have enough self-awareness, can receive their trigger in the form of medicine, like I was just saying. It's showing them where they might still be judging themselves or doubting themselves or holding on to fear, right? And you can receive their trigger in the form of medicine too. Showing you where you're being asked to pay attention to what you're delivering, how you're showing up in one of two ways. Either to be aware of patterns of feeling like you need to people please or make sure everybody else is okay around you, everybody else feels okay around you, which is usually causes us to like self-censor, right? Censor ourselves or be really like walk on eggshells or tiptoe around things or just somehow dim our light or self-modulate who we really are, right? We usually will be holding ourselves back in some way or stifling ourselves in some way, or to be aware of patterns of speaking or acting without honoring the sovereignty or feelings of others, or like where you're trying to control situations or outcomes more than necessary, or where perhaps you're pushing your intention or your needs or your desires onto other people a little too firmly, a little too much, which again also takes us out of our centers, out of our most whole selves, right? So it's one of those two things. If you notice somebody getting triggered by something that you've done or said, you're being asked to look at one of those two things. And you're often going to know which one is true for you based on what your typical patterns have been, what typical patterns have come up for you to heal most often in your life. If you've been a people pleaser all your life, that's probably going to be the first one. If you've had a habit of like being a little brash or sometimes when we're like, screw you about things because we're trying to protect ourselves because we're actually feeling vulnerable, it might be the second. Things like that. And then a quick second question. Well, again, maybe it's quick. I don't know. So another woman asks, I'm not sure if the divine feminine can do this, but my cycle is irregular right now. So her menstrual cycle. And I'm wondering if deepening into the feminine could actually shift that. There's no medical reason why my periods shouldn't be regular. And I'm not, at least consciously, not particularly stressed. I have a sense that it's kind of blocks or ungrounding. And so if that's the case, what do I do about it? Are there practices or approaches or things that I can do? So the short answer is yes. We absolutely can hold blocks and imbalances in our body that are connected with blocks and imbalances that we hold energetically, even emotionally. And today's episode is actually going to speak to a bit of how this archetypally shows up for us, including in our bodies. So it's actually kind of a perfect lead-in for today's show. So thank you for your question. And yes, like women can and have had physical manifestations of their rebalancing of these energies within them. Women have gotten their periods again. Women have had their very first vaginal orgasm because their body suddenly gets to open more to their partner in ways that it hasn't before, because they healed and peeled away some of the wounded patterning and the wounded energetics and wounded emotions that were keeping them from being able to do that. Women have had lifelong injuries or pain heal after coming into their archetypal and energetic wholeness and shifting patterns of their energy. I personally have healed from like years and years and years and years of migraines. I mean, we're talking 20 plus years of migraines, where literally as soon as I started doing this work, like poof, they were gone. And I actually almost didn't even notice it until months later when I was like, holy crap, I haven't had another migraine. Like, what? How is, okay. I mean, I used to even like have a prescription for muscle relaxers. They were so bad. And I haven't taken a single one since. Not a single one. I don't even re-up the prescription for it. So here's the thing. And I promise you, I am actually getting into some practices later on in this podcast, but here's the thing, and you're not going to like what I have to say about this. There isn't any one practice or approach for this. This is about rebalancing the archetypal energies within us, and that's a holistic job. It comes with immersion. If I had just tried on one practice or like a couple practices, I wouldn't have healed my migraines. That woman wouldn't have started to have vaginal orgasms. It wouldn't have happened. It's the immersion. It's actually the immersion, the willingness to be transformed fully, that creates the rehauling of who we really are and who we're really meant to be, right? It's like you can't actually swim if you're holding onto the railing still, if you're holding onto the side of the pool still. You could be in the water and you could be moving your limbs around, but you're not actually swimming, not really. And you're not going to get anywhere, right? This is actually one of the issues that I see a lot in the work that's out there, that it approaches the energetic and archetypal healing from one perspective. Like, do these things, follow this template, and you'll heal, and you'll have the healing that you're looking for. Or they just come at it with like part of a toolbox, if you will. And the problem with that is that it's just going to keep us slipping back into the wound over and over and over again. We're not actually going to get anywhere. You're not actually going to have the transformation or the shift or the results that you're looking for. Because again, it doesn't contain the holistic rebalance. It doesn't let you immerse your whole system, right? This is one of the reasons why when we're trying to shift a habit or something like that, if we don't have agreement with all, like with our body and our like primal core desires and drives and our brain and our emotions, we're often going to find ourselves self-sabotaging or getting in our own way or just somehow falling off the wagon, whatever. If we're not actually immersing our whole system, the holistic rebalance doesn't have a chance. And this is why, honestly, why you can read all the books, even take all the classes, but unless there's actually a foundational repatterning, it won't stick. The cycles we find ourselves in are gonna keep repeating. And it just makes us frustrated, right? And the worst part about this is that then we start believing those things don't actually work. We throw them out the window. We're like, well, screw that. That one didn't work. On to the next one. Keep searching. When a lot of these things do actually work, they just don't work on their own. They're just not holistic. They don't work if we're only taking bits and pieces of our healing. If we're applying healing to only bits and pieces of our systems, we are these complex organisms of energy and matter and breath and emotion and all of this stuff. And if we're applying only like from one perspective, it's just not going to work. It's kind of like, you know, it's honestly one of the hardest parts about talking about this work for me, to be perfectly honest, because I can't really give you like any one practice or tool that's going to create the massive transformation and shift that you're looking for. I do give them. I share tips all the time, but there really isn't like a how-to for stepping into our feminine energy. And it's kind of a bit like asking for practices for falling in love. Like, it doesn't happen that way, you know? It doesn't come with a specific set of practices. It doesn't come with a checklist. And like, if you follow these instructions and these steps, it's going to happen for you. It comes through immersion. It comes through choosing to allow yourself to experience something without putting it through the filter of your brain or your rational thought. It comes through letting yourself go in a way that maybe feels a little uncomfortable. And you know, that said, I do always give practical and application and like tools and embodiment practices to my clients in the containers that I guide, that I offer. And I share some in interviews and things like this podcast and things like that. And yes, they are powerful if you let yourself really, really practice them. But without the immersion piece, if we're just cherry picking, if we're just kind of visiting, if you will, without choosing to open into something your rational mind doesn't get to fully understand and isn't going to be able to guide you in, without choosing to open the rest of your system, they can't do their full work. They can't do their full work. It's also kind of like when I was trying to heal my body from being really super ill over the past couple of years, but I was just trying, like, I knew that my body was going to heal through food. I just knew it. I just had this hunch. I had this like intuitive belief, knowing that it was going to heal through food. It was going to be through the food that I put in my body. But I was just kind of like trying something here and there for a little while. I'd like cut this out and see how that happened, or cut that out and see what happened. And then, well, maybe that's not it. I'll try something else. Or I would try part of a diet or a way of eating. Or I was just trying something without really knowing how to do it right. And I got frustrated because I just kept getting sicker. And like nothing was working. And it seemed like nothing was going to work for me. And like it was hopeless. And like I would never get to feel better again. And all the things that I had tried that I was like, well, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. I tried that. That doesn't work. And I just like threw it out the window. Because I was like, well, it's clearly not that. That's not going to work for me. But it was only when I started like working with, finally hired my nutritionist and immersed myself into a new way of feeding my body, that I had a massive and totally fast healing. And honestly, one of the things she's having me do is one of the things I had tried before. I just didn't do it fully. And I didn't know how to do it right. Right? So this is what I always tell women, because I know that probably sounds really frustrating and annoying to hear, but this is what I have to tell you. If this appeals to you, if something here is speaking to you, if there's something that's calling you about this work, just dive in. Let yourself open to receive, even if it doesn't make any sense to your rational mind, your logical mind, even if you don't understand it entirely. Like, why am I feeling drawn to this? I have no idea. Even if you're feeling resistance about it, like, I don't want to, or whatever that looks like for you, just choose that you're receiving an entirely new blueprint for your best life. And let yourself open into it as much as you can. Immerse yourself in it as much as you can, and let the alchemy happen for you. I will always offer this. There are so many ways to experience this work, and so many immersive ways of experiencing this work. There's something for you if you're willing to choose it for yourself, and it will change your life. And even if it's not this work that I offer that you're feeling drawn to, again, while I will tell you that this work is not like anything else you're going to find out there, and it is mother effing powerful in fast tracking your transformation and creating shift and changing your entire life by changing the foundation of your energy. There are a lot of other teachers and other like forays back into the feminine archetype and into our healing out there that you can choose. So maybe I just don't resonate for you, and that's totally fine. But whatever you choose, I invite you to just let yourself immerse yourself in it fully, open to receive it fully. I mean, that in and of itself is an inherently and deeply feminine act of transformation and alchemy, and you will start to see shifts. But listen, I know I didn't actually speak to your actual question here, but like I said, this episode is actually going to give you some deepening practices, some embodying practices to drop into your body, and that's going to be the stuff that I would offer to you anyway. So hang out, keep listening, and there will be some practices for you to drop into your body and to start opening into your lower chakras, which is what I have experienced is the work that can shift our physical experience and our physical bodies and open us into the feminine and equilibrium and balance and get us really operating in a way that feels whole. But for right now, let's do what we do in this podcast, and let's just take a brief minute out of our days to close our eyes, to release what's outside of us in this busy world, to come into our centers and drop in together. And this is especially true for today, because today's theme is anchoring in, dropping deep, deep, deeper into our bodies, a place where the divine feminine is felt most deeply, a place where she resides, a place where our power resides, a place we have been systematically distanced from for centuries. So for everybody who isn't driving, or if you're not operating a moving vehicle of some kind or doing something else that you have to have your eyes open, or you would hurt yourself or you'd hurt somebody else, then just please give yourself this gift of closing your eyes in the middle of your day when you hadn't planned on it. Seemingly small, this act of closing your eyes, but it has massive impacts on your nervous system, on your breath, on your energetics. So just let yourself, give yourself these few minutes to recharge here with eyes closed. Come into your own energy field. Come into your own space, away from all of the millions and millions of inputs in our world around us. And then dropping down into your own body, start cultivating the intention to anchor. See if you can feel your muscles and your bones getting heavier as you imagine, visualize, whatever you need to do to imagine dropping into your body, to feel yourself dropping into your body, to feel yourself anchoring. Feel your body softening, your mind and your thoughts softening. See if you can imagine and even feel your entire body melting from top to bottom, starting from your crown, moving down to your brow, your ears, your jaw, melting and dripping down like honey. Like melting chocolate, like butter. Dripping, melting down your throat, over your shoulders, down your back, down your heart, down your chests, your breasts, your arms, down your belly, down your spine, down your hips and your pelvis, melting all the way down your legs, over your knees, over your ankles. Keep going until you are a puddle in your chair. And then keep melting down onto the floor. You've melted completely into a sensual, sticky puddle on the floor. And now you're spreading out in all directions on the floor. Feel the heaviness in your seat, in your hips, in your pelvis. Not so heavy that you feel an aching in your bones, because your breath keeps you buoyant. It continues to bring lightness and softness, aliveness, expansion into your body with every single breath. But you feel as though your energy has slowed down. Your muscles have softened, and maybe even your breath has changed and deepened, slowed, stilled. And just feel how your awareness, your consciousness, is no longer up high in your body. It's no longer up in your head. It's no longer spinning around you, but it's down here. Deeper in your body, heavy as you feel yourself more fully on this earth, more fully of this earth. There's a stillness here. A spaciousness here. a sense that as your melted muscles and bones have spread out farther and farther on the floor, that there's nothing for you to brace against. There's nothing for you to stress about, to worry about. There's nothing even for you to fear. Because you are so here, so deeply present, and so deeply connected with who you are and the ground of this earth where you come from, that you remember your connection to all of it. What else do you feel? What do you notice about how you feel different than you did just a few minutes ago? When your mind was busy, when your brain was active, your muscles were tense, your breathing more shallow, your shoulders more on guard, your belly more tense, your brow more furrowed. How do you feel different now? Take a nice big deep breath in here, breathing it all the way down to your hips, your pelvis, your sacral chakra, and see if you can open your hips even more as you do. You might notice a little bit of discomfort, and that's totally normal. We've been conditioned to hold our lower chakras tight, closed up like a fist. And so your nervous system and your body might not be used to this, and that's totally okay. Just take one more breath here with some compassion and some softening. And then exhale through open mouth anything that wants to be released. And you can go ahead and open your eyes again if you'd like, or you can keep them closed for this brief reading I am about to do for you. And either way, just letting yourself come back to presence here. See if you can let yourself hear and receive the rest of this episode down here, in your wide open, deeply anchored in body, rather than up in your head. Listen from your belly and your bones. Listen from your cells, from your breath. Just set the intention to do so, even if it seems like that doesn't make any sense. And now let's talk about anchoring in. If you're not sure what I mean by that, anchoring in, and even if you do, like I do with these themed episodes now, I'm gonna let one of my Goddess Rising Oracle cards do the explaining for me. So I'm gonna read that to you right now so you can get the feeling for what I mean by anchoring in. And then we're gonna go deeper into what it means, into what I mean, into why it matters, and what you can try and practice to start finding that for yourself. Again, keep your eyes closed if you'd like, and receive this all the way down in your body where we just were. Anchor. Goddess, the answers aren't up here. Your desires aren't up here. Your magnetism, your co-creation, your superpowers, your ability to receive, they aren't up here. They're not in your mind, in your thoughts, in your whys, hows, or whens. Magic doesn't happen in the making sense. It happens much deeper. Dive down like an anchor to the ocean floor. Into your body, into your feeling space, into your essence, you will find everything you're looking for down here. This card comes with a powerful reminder to get out of your head, your thinking space, your monkey mind. We often live there, making decisions, analyzing options, running through scenarios, and rationalizing how we think things should go. And like mice in a maze, it's exactly that. Which keeps us endlessly running ourselves into exhaustion, chasing that which we think we want, enslaving ourselves to the limiting walls of our linear reality. Come down here, love. Deeper. Deeper still. Feel how freeing it can be to leave the swirling rat race behind, to dive into the central mystery of the deep, of your body. Of your emotions, be here for a while and simply see what the world looks like from this place of pure being. There's a part of you that knows this, right? That your power, that your deepest wisdom, that your truest knowing of what's right for you, exactly what's right for you, and exactly what's not right for you, doesn't come from your head, right? There's a part of you that knows that. But as with every other way that we all continually reject and fear the feminine power within us, we've been conditioned to rely on our heads, to only trust what we can rationalize, what's logical, what's linear, what we can prove, what plots out really nicely on a spreadsheet. We're taught to look for ROI, for return on investment. We're taught to choose the things that make the most sense, quote unquote. We're taught to live our lives by numbers. And sure, you can totally live your life that way. You absolutely can. In fact, many people do. Let's just even say most people do. But it won't be your most fulfilled life. It won't be the life where you get to feel like you've lived out your soul purpose, the reason that you came here. It won't be the life where you'll feel bone-deep satisfaction, toe-curling pleasure, heart-filling connection. It won't be the life where you'll experience magic and miracle, where you'll be surprised beyond what you expected, where you'll receive gift after gift after gift from the universe. And I know if you're listening to this podcast that that's the kind of life you've always, always believed that you would get to have. That you've always felt like there would be a big, beautiful, bold life. Magical life that you'd get to live. So that way isn't for you. Living your life by the numbers isn't for you. Your head isn't serving you in having and fulfilling your deepest, deepest desires. And so that means you have to do the work to simply choose to listen deeper. To prioritize your feeling, the sensations in your body, what your body is communicating to you, and your intuition. You're going to be asked over and over and over again to stop choosing the things that just quote unquote make sense, to stop waiting for it to make sense. To stop trying to quote-unquote figure it out with your head, with your mind, with your logic. In fact, I actually would really love to have you stop saying the words, I need to figure it out or I'm still figuring it out. Just drop figure it out from your vocabulary entirely. Start saying I'm going to feel into it instead. Watch how often you say, I think. Oh my God, it's so often. It's so often. We don't even realize it. Watch how often you say, I think. And start saying things like, it feels like I'm being called to do this thing. Or take this action, take this step. And things like, that doesn't feel quite right. Or this feels really right for me. Because the truth of the matter is, all of the information that you need, all of it, all of the guidance that you need for taking the right steps for you, for making the right decisions for you, for choosing the most powerful way forward, for living your best life, are found in your body, in your emotions, in your deepest knowing, and in your intuition. Following the logic, the expectations, the rational way of life is going to get you way down the road in jobs, in situations, in relationships, that you're going to find yourself wondering why they're not making you happy. When you thought, right? You thought they would. This is the reason we find ourselves unsatisfied in jobs and in relationships and in our circumstances, right? And it's why things like midlife crises happen. Because we push and we push and we work so hard for things that we think we want, things that we think are going to make us happy. We aren't listening at any point along the way to what our deeper wisdom is. What our deeper wisdom is telling us. What our soul is calling us into. And then eventually we get so uncomfortable because we're not on the right path for us, so we freak out. right? Because we realize that we're like wasting all this time. We've wasted so much time and now we're halfway through our life. So we freak out and we start grabbing for whatever it is that we, again, think might make us happy. And yet we always feel like we're searching. Like our real happiness is somehow bewilderingly just out of reach. It's because we're letting our heads drive. We all do this. We all do this. It's one of the most prevalent, honestly, one of the most prevalent symptoms of this archetypal imbalance of masculine and feminine. And it is present in literally almost every single one of us. Overthinking, stressing out when we can't figure something out, furrowed brows when we're frustrated by what we can't make sense of or what we can't understand, frustration, arguments between partners that have you playing that maddening ping pong match of endless debate and talking in circles, going round and round and round and round, uncertainty, indecision, talking ourselves in and out of ideas, stopping ourselves from what we really want because we start thinking more about it, not knowing what it is that we really want, not even being able to really feel clarity and identify the things that are calling us. It's everywhere. It's ubiquitous. And it's everywhere because we're disconnected from the feminine. We're disconnected from the fullness of our emotional wisdom, our feelings, our intuition, our bodies. One of the downloads I received a few years ago was around our chakra systems. Now, as I've received it, there are many, many, many subsystems of how our chakras work, like many circuits of them, if you will, circuits of energy. And the one I've been shown is, as I call it, our archetypal chakra system. And in that system, our three upper chakras, our crown, our third eye, and our throat, are masculine. They're the masculine energy chakras. They have more to do with the external, our external focus, our external knowing. And the lower three chakras, our root, our sacral, and our solar plexus, are feminine. They're the feminine energy chakras, and they have more to do with our internal experience, our internal knowing. And the heart, then, is the connector, connecting these two circuits, as well as connecting us to the outside of us, but that's a different story. It's connecting these two energetic systems. And so now I teach more about this in Golden Goddess, but for right now, all that's important to understand is that basically, as a human race, we've been squeezed up like toothpaste tubes. Like with all of our energy, all of our attention, all of our focus, all of our balance in these upper three chakras. And we've been pulled away and removed from and out of touch with our lower three chakras. We actually don't occupy them. We don't utilize them. And they certainly aren't open or in balance. And the thing that's crazy about this is that honestly, nearly everything that we crave, almost everything that we crave as humans is governed by these lower chakras. Safety, pleasure, growth, receiving, knowing who we really are, certainty, confidence, alignment with who we really are. And even those things that we crave that are governed by the other chakras, like connection or understanding or a connection to the divine or a knowing of something bigger than ourselves, they aren't fully possible without the cooperation of the lower three chakras. So it's sad to me that we've completely like removed ourselves from our abilities to really fully feel fulfilled. So one of the most powerful things you can do to start coming into the feminine archetype, the feminine energies, more and more and more, more powerfully activating your inner wisdom, your intuition, your ability to receive, which is your ability to manifest, by the way, your ability to feel and experience deep pleasure, your ability to move forward powerfully in your life, your ability to know exactly who you are, what you're meant for, and what's in deepest alignment for you, is to start dropping into your body and listening more carefully, with more presence, with more intention from here. So here are, as I promised, a couple things you can try. Do the kind of meditation that I walk you through on every episode. You can listen to those whenever you want. Softening the way that your body is tightening, the way that your body is holding on to limiting and wounded and narrow energy, and sink deep into your body. See if you can imagine breathing from way down here. See if you can feel yourself breathing from way down here. You can touch yourself. And I don't mean that in a sexual way, although it certainly can be sensual, but touch yourself without an agenda, without trying to have a sexual climax, without any plan, just letting yourself touch your body, your whole body, slowly, deliberately, lovingly, compassionately, and just with incredible and potent presence. It has this gorgeous effect of dropping you down into your body and letting you start to come home to her, to create a dialogue and a relationship with her that's not just about do this, look this way, pick that up, reach that sexual finish line, right? Slow movement is another way. So start doing some slow, slinky, serpentine movement, moving your body. So slow it feels ridiculous, maybe. Close your eyes, let yourself experience and feel every single movement as if it were the very first time you were getting to move your body ever. Relish it. Eat it up. Luxuriate in it. Let yourself feel every single muscle, every single sinew, every single bone as it moves. If you added all three of those things into your morning practice, which also, by the way, is an incredibly feminine practice, choosing to create stillness and spaciousness and openness and the willingness to receive first thing every morning. If you did those three things, those three practices in your morning practice in the morning, you would absolutely start opening into more of your feminine energy and you'd start connecting deeper to the power that you hold in your body, in your bones, in your womb space, in your deepest knowing. So give those a try. And don't forget to download the workbook that's going to go along with this that I think is going to have, I haven't finished it, that I think is going to have some other practices for you. And you can get that on my website at heather-allison.com. And thank you for being here. Thank you for dropping in and expanding and deepening into your body, deepening into your inner wisdom, into all of the possibility and the beauty and the potency that's available for you down here. I would love to hear from you. As always, if you want to head over to my website again, that's heather-allison.com. You can click the connect button at the top right of my site and send me a message. Just let me know what you took from today. Let me know what ideas you're taking, what things that you try on, what you practice. Send me a question that I can answer for you on the air next time. Come back and check in for the little blurbs that I'm going to be doing between episodes as well. And then we'll be back with another full-length episode of The Golden Path in about a month. I'll see you again next time.